Dust That Falls From Dreams by Louis de Benier, read by David Sibley and Avita J. Sophie came into the drawing room and flopped down on the sofa next to Christabel. "Look," she said, "my 50th hospital bag." 50, exclaimed Christabel. "Why, Sophocles, you've turned into a positive factory. I don't know how you do it, and every one with a cheerful little elephant embroidered on it." "It's my last one," said Sophie. "I really can't face making any more." "What are you going to do now?" "I've hatched a plot, a very ingenious plot." "Ingenious?" "Ingenuous and ingenious. I've joined the Women's Legion Auxiliary. I'm going to be a driver for the Royal Flying Corps, I hope, and I'll learn how to mend engines and things. It'll be topping. Ain't I a kink?" "Sophie, you're priceless. What will Daddy say?" "Oh, I spoke to Daddy, and he said, 'Gracious me, Sophie Bairn, what will your mother say?'" "Is that all?" "Daddy likes spunky girls," says Sophie happily. "He said, 'What if they send you to France?' And I said, 'I'm starting at Sutton's farm.' And he said, 'But you've no idea how to drive tenders and mend engines.' And I said, 'Daddy, you didn't know anything about gas masks and artificial limbs until you started manufacturing them.' Well, you know what Mama will say. She'll say, 'Oh, you can't possibly. I absolutely forbid it.' I won't tell her until after I've gone. I shall write and tell her that I am living in a compound with high walls, and any man attempting to enter will be shot dead by one of our fearsome lady guards. Mama doesn't really care about anything but telling us to keep our legs crossed." "Sophie! Well, it's true. You know it is. She wouldn't mind at all if we were footpads and murderers. Anyway, I've no intention of having babies until I'm married, and then I'm going to have dozens and dozens, positive plenitudes of them." "Where are you actually going to live?" "In a nice little farmhouse. They're going to build us some special huts later on, I think. Won't it be fun? I'm terribly braced. No more balaclavas and hospital bags. Hooray! And if I get sent to France, I shan't mind at all." "You'll have to cut off your fingernails." Sophie held up her hands. "Already have. I have been most prescient and not at all nescient, if not omniscient, and I was frightfully good at French at school. I got the prize for dictée and conversation. I could be an interrupter. I shall wax Molière-esque." "Interrupter? You know, French into English and English into French, that kind of thing." "Oh, you mean an interpreter." "Do I? Silly me. With your love for messing about with words and scrambling them up, I think you'd better stick to driving. Just think, you might fall in love with a pilot. Wouldn't that be romantic?" "Frantically. But they do get killed an awful lot. Better not, really." "The trouble with love," observed Christabel, "is that one really has no choice as to who one falls in love with."